Hey, Brendan.
Hello, Alan.
We're back in time for a Not a Thing podcast. Or I guess
A
we're
very
not back in time.
No, this is just in time. This is actually at a very specific time. It's a very special episode of the podcast. We are recording now on what day is it?
It's 1st of April, Tuesday, the day we normally would
Yeah,
record
Tuesday,
during the
April
week.
1st. That's right.
There's some really kind of fun stuff this week though, so I want to make sure we just get right to it.
Yeah.
So, the first kind of bigger story, along the lines of what we always talk about self-driving cars. It's really our only exception to the don't let robots do stuff for us kind of mantra. Google, as everyone knows, has the self-driving cars, and they're around. And there have always been kind of weird because when you're in them, I guess even the driver, the person sitting in the driver's seat, doesn't have to like hold the wheel. So it can be really odd, like to see them kind of passing. And you can only imagine if you're actually driving the car, like how that feels to be sitting in the driver's seat with a car moving without touching the wheels. So kind of in a way to I guess personalize the or not personalize, humanize. That's the word I'm looking
Yeah,
for.
humanize it. You don't want to be lonely in the car.
Right. And so the they've decided to add voices to the cars, and the voice actor they got to do it. I mean, I'm really impressed by this. They got former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We know how much
And
he loves the business community.
especially, he's the cutting edge of technology, and he's all about safety. So when you, as soon as you open the door, he greets you and then announces, come with me if you want to live. And when you get to your destination, he has a very clear, get out. And he drives the car away, so because the cars don't park where you do because they don't have to. But to reassure you, he always mentions that he'll be back at the end of the day to get you. So I thought it was a nice touch.
That is brilliant marketing.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Google self-driving cars. It's a thing.
No
I
more
think
Mr. Feeny. Say hello to the Terminator.
the. It's really just brilliant, and what could possibly go wrong?
No, nothing. If they could, they could try and incorporate medical scanning technology, and your car could tell you whether you have a tumor or not.
It would have to announce, while you're driving, if it is or indeed not a tumor
Yes.
at all. Kind of more news in that kind of huge internet space thing. This plays off of something last week. We talked about the Oculus Rift being bought by Facebook, and we were looking for how they were going to make that technology make sense because it really didn't. I mean, it still is kind of on the edge for me, but this one is kind of a cool way to put it together. I mean, they're going to take their other property that they bought, Instagram, and all of the geolocation data that comes whenever you take a picture, and all of the telemetry about like which way your camera's facing and orientation and all that. And they're going to, aggregate that in their database and then plug it into the Oculus. So you can have essentially a big virtual world that's based on people's photos. And I mean, it sounds really cool. I know they tried to do a similar thing Microsoft did called Photosynth, and that might still be an app where you could go to a like famous landmark and take pictures of it, and it would take that geolocation data and then map it onto an object. But this would be you know, just for mapping everything. I mean, there's Instagram pictures of everything. So you can have that perfect 3D VR view of what everyone had for lunch that day, and you know, the inside of bathrooms everywhere reflected in the mirrors.
So kind of like Poopstagram.
Yeah. Or kind of selfies at bars and stuff like that. I mean, you're going to have just the sum total of whatever the internet is taking pictures of at any moment. And then, I mean, the only thing that could be better would be if it could also float that white capital letter meme font on everything. So it'd just be meme live. That'd be
virtual memes.
Yeah. In 3D.
I'm excited to try it out.
It's a, you know, new perspective for sure. Kind of in other, actually both Google and Facebook news and Apple for that.
I would say this might be the biggest story we've actually, this whole episode is going to have some pretty large stories that we're breaking here that we're cutting edge news actually right now.
Yeah. I mean, we have all of these linked on the website, of course. So make sure you get out there and check them for more information.
Check your sources.
You know, we did.
Yep.
So Facebook, Apple, and Google, I mean, you kind of know them as kind of the big kind of companies, and they've been in the news a little bit about all of the kind of data that they're collecting. Well, it turns out, there's a new leak by Edward Snowden that those three companies actually are a majority thing inside the NSA. So the NSA really has been kind of not really a government agency. It's more like subcontracted to Facebook, Apple, and Google, which is just wild. I mean, that's nuts.
Corporations are people now, according to the Supreme Court. So it makes sense that corporations are also governments.
Yeah. The corporations are apparently also spying people. So, you know, they collect information and they've been collecting it for a while and they have it. It's pretty good, probably. I mean, it's probably a very accurate picture of all of our lives. So yeah, the NSA really, it turns out it's really Facebook, Apple, and Google.
All running it.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. I mean, especially because Google essentially just announced that they, you mentioned that corporations are people. It turns out Google people aren't even people anymore. The hive mind that actually is Google kind of revealed itself today, there was a post on really all of their services. I noticed that when I logged into the Hangout today, it's like, by the way, Google has actually been completely algorithmically driven for the last 5 years. So all of the hiring that they do, all of the websites that they put together, all of the advancements, the thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger and the car, all of that was put together completely programmatically by that massive AI that's in that that barge that was in San Francisco for a little while. So yeah, they were just floating it out to international waters just in case there was any blowback. I mean, which wouldn't come from the NSA because obviously it was part of it, but you know, just to cover its bases, they decided to put the hive mind of Google that's been running it for the last 5 years on that boat. So there you go.
We have reached the singularity, people. We've been talking about it for 83 episodes. It's finally happened.
It's pretty wild and in some ways kind of comforting, you know, to know that, you know, we've been kind of right most of the way about how these things go, and especially in light of kind of other developments. But I don't want to jump ahead. I want to make sure we get into spoiler land. So movie spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, everybody. I want to make sure we don't step on too much. But just announced is some movie news from J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, he's actually, when he completes the filming of Star Wars Episode 7, they're going to be taking a two-year break so he can film. He has this passion project he's been wanting to work on. It's actually a documentary, not something we've seen from him before, but a documentary about lens flares.
Oh, well,
about the history of the lens flare, the uses of lens flares. He's really passionate about it.
Oh, he definitely is. I mean, it's really, really just an art for him. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's half. I mean, the documentary is half informational, as most documentaries are. I mean, about the history of the lens flare, but it's also partially about his failed trilogy that he tried to get going, the lens flare trilogy.
Okay.
Which he tried to make, but it never really got off the ground. There's too much opposition from the industry for him to actually get the money to make it. Oh, so well, it's kind of like his Heart of Darkness.
Sure.
Like, you know, for Apocalypse Now, this is, you know, lens flare, his lens flare. They haven't titled it yet.
Yeah.
But it is in the works. So that should probably be coming out in about 2017.
Okay. Well, after, you know, the Star Wars movies kind of bomb, and I hope he has enough money to do it. I don't know. I think by 2017, you know, Star Wars will be kind of played out. I don't know. It's right. 3 years from now.
Yeah, I don't think it has the staying power to last 3 years.
No. I mean, really? Hint you need. I talk like this? No. Talk like this, do I? No.
Come on, people. That'll never last. Toy merchandising? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Although, something that does have the staying power are Michael Bay films.
Oh, yes.
So
I'm very excited about his next project. After he completes his masterpiece of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I saw the trailer for, it looks amazing, you guys. It looks like a bucket of laughs.
I mean, everyone that was a fan of the TV cartoon should see it. I mean,
they're gonna love it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they pretty much like are right exactly in line with how that looked.
So. Yeah, you know, those alien turtles.
Yeah.
I think casting Megan Fox as April O'Neil is a real coup on his part. Like, to be able to bring her back to work with him. I don't think he'll be able to use her in his next project, which is going to be his remake of the classic Lawrence of Arabia. So it's Michael Bay's Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, that's due for a remake, though.
There were just so many problems with the original. I think this is a real opportunity to make a great film. When you get a filmmaker like Michael Bay and that kind of source material. He's actually already has locked down Tom Hiddleston of Loki fame to be the title character.
Okay.
So I think it's a good move on his part, and I'm very excited for that project.
Yeah, and it's such a refreshing choice for Tom Hiddleston. I mean, you know, really get that. He has that look just so down, right? His face is so just like amazingly pale. That's gonna just fly great. I mean, he's gonna blend in. He'll just look like every other person in Arabia.
Well, there's not gonna be people because it's all CGI.
Oh,
this is gonna be explosions in the desert.
Oh, cool.
That's what you want in a movie like that. You know, the real breadth of explosions and CGI.
Yeah, I mean, I saw when they did Lawrence of Arabia at Cinequest last year, and they had it in 4K, so it was restored and everything. And they did mention that in the restoration, they had to punch up the explosions to look a little better. So, I mean, you know, that's going to be just, you know, a billion times better, I'm sure.
I mean, I can already imagine the scene when he puts out the match with his fingers.
Yeah.
And the trick is, you know, not minding that it hurts. Just that exploding is going to look awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be like creepy. 1,000 hot dogs awesome.
Just slow motion. Just...
Yeah. Maybe a hip-hop soundtrack.
And I think they'd go dubstep, actually.
Oh, you're right. You are so.
Yeah.
If there's one thing Lawrence of Arabia was lacking, was dubstep and Michael Bay.
Pretty much.
Now, those are two projects I'm very excited about. There's one that I am totally going to avoid, but I think it's worth letting you know is going to be out there. Lifetime, the channel for Not Me, is going to be making...
Not Me Either, by the way.
Yeah, not for the Not A Thing podcast, but for, I don't know, maybe you want to check it out for shigs. But they're going to be making a biopic about Paula Deen.
Ooh.
Yeah, starring Melissa McCarthy as Paula Deen.
I can see that. I mean, she could certainly, you know, sass him a little bit.
Yeah, just bring some comedy chops. The working title right now is Two Part Sugar, One Part Hate.
That's fair, I think. I mean, I think it that whole situation needed a little bit more levity.
Right?
Yeah, so I think she can really bring it to that role. Is there anyone else in it?
The only other person I heard that was going to be in it was Morgan Freeman, and he plays the guy that Paula Deen called the N-word.
Oh, I bet he lends all the gravitas appropriate to that role.
Yeah, I think that mishmash of his gravitas and Melissa McCarthy's off-the-wall wackiness really is going to tell a complex story that I don't want to watch because it's on Lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, if it were any other channel, it might.
Maybe if Spike TV was doing it, I'd consider it. If they got Michael Bay to produce.
Yeah, it could look okay.
If Spike TV did the Paula Deen biopic produced by Michael Bay, directed by J.J. Abrams, I would watch that.
That's like the, what is that, quattrofecta? That should be a thing.
Yes.
Anyway, I guess we're gonna actually wrap it up a little earlier than normal on today's show. But before we go, we had one big announcement. We kind of teased it, you know, kind of earlier. And you know, we're really happy to announce that Brendan and I are now employees of Facebook.
Yay! Thanks, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, along with the kind of the crack reporting we had for the Oculus Rift stuff last week, their media department decided it was, you know, a good idea to pick us up and.
The podcast has been purchased, so we will be covering a lot more Facebook and Instagram material.
Which is really, you know, the best thing to do on an audio podcast is to
talk about Instagram.
Yeah, pretty much.
We live in exciting times, people. The singularity is real. We have been bought by Facebook.
I'm just going to get into my car and have Arnold drive me home.
Get in the car. Come on, do it.
Keen.
All right, well, until next time, Alan.
Yeah, it sounds good, Brendan. Hey, April Fools!